We are builders, hear our call. Building knowledge, standing tall. Building character strong and true. Building community, me and you. We are
builders!
And we are here on Monday 18th, ready to catch up from last week. Sarita has some friends here today. You've heard them before, but well, they still need introduction.
I'm Mia, and I'm Theo.
Okay. All right. We have done a lot of different things this last week. We're going to hear a little bit about our math task, Leo the Rabbit, from both Sarita and Theo. They're going to tag team it.
So there's this math test we had for Leo the Rabbit, and how it works is there's a rabbit that has that in 10 stairs, and you have to find every single possible way it can hop up the stairs. Because it can hop up one stair at a time or two stairs at a time. And it can't hop again on a stair or down a stair. And you have to find every possible way. And it's between 30 and 100. The teacher gave us
I gave them that little hint, yeah. And I didn't tell you the answer yet. We haven't even finished talking about the answer. So what are some strategies you guys used to try to solve that?
So, like, at first, I tried, like, I created, like, this little thing where, like, we divided an area into 10 groups, and they had to try to jump across in different ways.
Like you physically jumped. Yeah. Yes.
And then Mia was recording it at doing the numbers, and then, like, we did that.
Mm-hmm. And was that a really successful strategy, or was there some challenges with that?
We quit because it took a lot of space, and it kind of wasted time.
Yeah, that happens. What are some other strategies you saw used?
So, I used a piece of graph paper, and first I did all 10 ones and 5 twos, and then I did, like, 1 2, and, like,
how many? You moved that, like, 2 around down the steps, right?
I moved the 2 down the steps, and mm-hmm. then I did 2, and I moved the second 2 on all the steps, and then I moved the first 2 up, and then moved the second 2 on the remaining ones, and then did that again and again. And same with the bigger numbers, like 3 twos and 4 twos. And I got 86 for my final answer.
Which is interesting, because that's what I got when I did my graph paper thing that way, too. We'll go over what the actual answer is. I told the kids one interesting thing that I didn't even know was that the answer to this is related to the Fibonacci series. And then the kids were like, what's Fibonacci? So we're going to talk about all kinds of fun stuff later this week. Very cool. All right. We also went on a really fun field trip to the Tippecanoe battlefield. So we're going to hear a little bit more about that from our friends Sarita and Theo as well.
So we went on this field trip to the battlefield, which was where William Henry Harrison and the people of Prophetstown fought. So basically what happened is this guy named Tecumseh, he went down to the Gulf of Mexico, and William Henry Harrison wanted to attack the people of Prophetstown.
While he was away.
While he was away. And his brother was, like, a part of that Prophetstown. And so what he did is he went to the Prophetstown and he told them that they would have to give up their land, or he would kill them. And at night, they stayed awake, like, the whole night, ready to fight them if they appeared. And they did appear. There are these people called the Kickapoo or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they shot this guy that saw them. And then there was just, like, a big fight there. And a lot of the people of William Henry Harrison died, so it wasn't completely a win. But then the people of Prophetstown ran away, so technically William Henry Harrison did win.
All right, and he actually, you guys didn't hear this part, but when he later became president of the United States, William Henry Harrison did, he used Tippecanoe and Tyler, too, as his slogan, calling back to this, even though it wasn't a decisive win. They kind of called it a win later. What were some of the stuff you saw besides learning about the battle itself?
There are a lot of artifacts in the actual museum. But, like, about the battle, something interesting is that William Henry Harris set up, like, these little bonfires around the camp. So, like, the soldiers would feel kind of warm, but that was, like, part of the reason they got attacked by surprise, because their eyes were too adjusted to the light that they couldn't really see the other people attacking them. Mm-hmm. And they were lit up as a candle, and there were, and the other people were in the dark, and they could get, and they could see them just fine.
Yeah. All right, we learned about the battle, and it was in the cold of November, right? We actually went close to the actual day of the battle, about a week away. We learned about the battle. We saw some artifacts in the museum. Anything else you want to share?
It was raining that day.
On the day of the actual battle, not our field trip.
Yeah.
Cool. What was your favorite artifact you saw there?
The ring. It was like this little ring. Made out of stone. It was, like, pretty small, like, for a thin finger, and mm-hmm. It was, like, cute.
Yeah.
There was a necklace made of, like, colorful beads, and I thought it was really pretty.
I also like the necklace of beads.
The necklace and beads. We like the jewelry over here, apparently. Cool. We also had a school-wide program last week because Monday of last week was Veterans Day, and we like to celebrate all of our veterans. So Mia's going to tell us a little bit about that program and what that looked like for us.
I was in the choir for the Veterans Day program, and we sang We Will Not Forget and the National Anthem, I think. And the whole school came to watch, and we had some veterans come too. They're like mostly like parents of like kids that live here, not live here, but like go here. And
yeah, we learned a little bit about the different branches of the military, and there was a speech by somebody. We are so grateful for our veterans though, for sure. It was nice to be able to celebrate them. Thanksgiving is coming up, it being November, and so we have Thanksgiving roll of stories. Sarita, what is a roll of story?
So, like, it's this thing where we have a dice, and depending on what we roll, there's, like, this key where it's, like, if you roll a 6, on your first roll, you have to, like, write it about a dog who wishes he or she could talk to their humans, and then, like, so on, and, mm-hmm. like, you have to make that part of your story, like, sometimes it's, like, a dog who can speak to a human during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. So we kind of reviewed what story elements are, and then there were for characters and setting and conflicts and all those kinds of things, theme. You kind of rolled what was going to have to be going into your story, and then you had to get creative about how to put it together into a tale. Yes? Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. And we're going to look at that a little bit more this week and revise. We're going to look at sentence fluency in particular and make our sentences even better before we turn those in. Love it. All right, the kids had a few things that they wanted to talk about, especially related to science and social studies, things we haven't already covered from last week. We're headed into a big energy unit for months and months and months. And so they want to talk a little bit about what we did, what we learned last week related to energy and matter.
We learned the different types of energy. And we also did some cahoots about it. We did, like, 2 cahoots about it. And, like, there were, like, choices, and you had to choose. And everyone was fighting to get on the leaderboard. Mm-hmm. I was on the leaderboard, like, twice, 3 times. Nice. I don't know.
Yeah, I got 2nd place both times.
Nice. Slay. I got it, first 2 times, and, like, last, like, 3 times.
Yeah. And you get on the leaderboard by answering questions, not just correctly, but quickly, fast. Yeah. So that was part of the problem, too. Some of us are just a little slower, and that's okay, mm-hmm. as long as we get the right answers. Tell me some of the things you guys learned about energy and matter and laws of motion and things in the last couple of weeks.
The, like, 3 laws, Newton's 3 laws of motion, I think my favorite was the first one, that an object in motion will keep going in motion unless it is acted on by an outside force and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, that's, like, at first, if you don't think about it, you think, well, that's not true. But you don't realize how many things should be, like, an outside force, even just gravity.
Mm-hmm. Gravity and friction and stuff that we don't always see or notice, right? Love it. And do you remember the name that we give to that first law? The law of, it's a big fancy word. It's okay if you don't remember this one.
Inertia?
Say it again.
Inertia,
that's right. The law of inertia. We learned about that as just some background information. We learned about the phases of matter, states of matter. We also learned just a little bit about the different types of energy, like Mia said, and now we're headed into wave properties this week, so all kinds of fun things going on. And then Thea, I want to talk a little bit about what we did in social studies besides our awesome field trip.
So we're doing these posters about the first people. There's Adina, Mrs. Siphians, and Hopewell. They're pretty similar, but Adina was first and Mrs. Siphians was last, I think. And Adina hunted mainly. The Hopewell, they hunted and farmed, but mainly hunted. And Mississippians, they mainly farmed. Mm-hmm. So it gets, like, a little more new as we go on in time.
Nice. And how did you organize your posters? Because we kind of, like, I said you had to put all information about all three on there, but I kind of left it up otherwise to you. So what are some of the things you included besides just a bunch of random information all over the place?
We split the paper in three halves and then, like, drew pictures for it and, like, wrote stuff about it.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like a chart that organized the three different sections. Cool. Yeah. What else did you guys do?
My group color-coded everything. We made a timeline and a graph of what happened and what they ate and what they built and, like, things like that.
Nice. I saw some groups do, like, a three-way Venn diagram. I saw a lot of artifacts being drawn that were, like, right out of the book and stuff. So we have some pretty creative things happening besides just charts with information.
One thing I thought interesting is, like, the Mississippians, their hunting style really changed because it's when they invented the bow and arrow. So, like, it was mainly bow and arrow hunting, not as much as, like, close-up knife hunting.
So that changed a lot of things. It also changed warfare later on, too, right? And we'll get into war between the Native Americans, who came later after these first peoples, as well as, well, in between them and the white colonists that came in.
Also, the Mississippians, like, that's when they started really trading, like, for stuff from other places. Like, they had, like, all these rocks they could use to make, like, the ring, and they would trade and for, like, corn or, like, other stuff they couldn't find in their area.
Nice. And we read a little bit about mounds, too. Anybody remember anything about the mounds?
Was some of the mounds, they could go inside of them.
That's cool.
Some of the mounds were used like graves.
Mm-hmm. Some were graves, some were ceremonial. Mound State Park just underwent a whole bunch of renovation or something, so they're open again after 2 years of being closed. You can go to Southern Indiana if you want a field trip. Go down to Southern Indiana and check out Mound State Park. Angel Mounds State Park, I think it's called. Well, that's it. We've got lots of exciting things coming up as we head into the holiday season. But for now, this is Mrs. Fernandez.
Theo.
Mia.
Sarita.
Saying have a great week, everybody.
Have a great week, everybody.
Have a great week.
What is this?
Who knows?
Have a great week, everybody.
I'm definitely, no, I'm not cutting that out.